He said he'd call at 5:25. He called exactly at 5:25. It's actual Jerry Butler. Hello.
Good.
Hello, you right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you on your cell, as they say in America?
Yeah, I went to use my home phone and it's completely dead, so I don't know.
You haven't charged it, have you, Jerry?
No, it's charged. I just don't have an outside line. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no, it's like it's like a film. Has someone cut the lines?
Maybe that's going on. It's, maybe they knew I was coming on the show.
Yeah.
And somebody doesn't want me on your show.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for calling so promptly from New York. We're going to play What's the Curry in a minute. Chappers is at the cricket today at Trent Bridge, but he's still here. Say hello.
Hello. Do you think the bloke from Radio Derby might have sabotaged the phone lines in LA?
Maybe he's in New York, actually.
Oh, all right, New York.
Yeah. So, how were the
Vietnam? Did you guys take the piss out of him once? You played him and then you kind of ripped him apart. Long time ago, no.
Maybe, I don't know. How were the VMAs for you?
A lot of fun, actually. I introduced news.
I saw that yesterday in that really nice leather jacket you're wearing. It was nice. I'm not being funny. It was actually really nice.
Well, it looks a little bit like the jacket you wear on your, on your website.
Yes, it does look similar to that. Okay, you're freaking me out with your knowledge. What did you think about the whole Kanye thing? Because you obviously were right. Was it all going off because of that?
It was going off. I mean, I got to say, he did it so smoothly that I thought, this is rehearsed, remembering Eminem's deal last year. But then when I was trying to get out to go across to the Walter Kerr Theatre to introduce Muse, we weren't even allowed up the stairs because there was a guy who had Kanye pinned against the wall. He was screaming at him. Then he was escorted from the building. So I get the feeling that maybe it wasn't rehearsed.
No, if there's someone generally pinning you against the wall and screaming, then maybe it's not a setup. Who was that then? Do you know?
Yeah. Somebody from the MTV Awards. I don't know. I didn't really hang around.
Drama.
It was great. Only the VMA.
I love it. Right. We are going to play I Was Occurring in a second. First of all, I'm going to keep you on the phone for 3 minutes of Bass Hunter. Sorry about that. I've got so many satellite delays going on, but it's all going to be fine.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today, on I Was Occurring, it's an invention special.
Oh, what's occurring?
Are you into science at all, John?
Huge, big bang, quantum physics and all of it.
You love it, yeah?
No, not really.
No. Are you into gadgets at all?
I have a lot of gadgets, but I don't really know how to work them.
So you're not very technological?
Technological? No, I'm definitely not very technological, no.
Okay. Well, the thing is, you do need to know your stuff for this, okay? What we've got here is some descriptions of scientific inventions and new products, which are brand new to the market. All I need to know from you two, Chappers, you as well, okay?
Yeah, I did wonder why you didn't ask me if I was technological.
Because I know the answer.
Yeah.
I want to know whether these things are real or are they made up, okay? Here's your first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
So you will get a description of this brand new product on our invention special. You tell me whether they are real products about to be available on the market or whether they are just made up.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Okay, Jared, you ready?
Yep.
Listen to the description. Here's the first one.
Going on holiday? Looking for somewhere to keep your valuables safe? But you still want to look stylish? Well, help is at hand from Radio 1's First Lady of Dance. You need Animax Fanny Packs. These lightweight zip-up bags attach around your waist with a belt and come emblazoned with Annie's catchphrase, whoop whoop. Keep your valuables safe and your street cred intact with new Animax Fanny Packs. Do what you want to,
baby. Have you ever worn a fanny pack, Gerard?
Have I ever worn one?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did when I was about 17, because I remember losing it and finding it on the street before I even found out I'd lost it.
Did you call it a fanny pack or a bum bag, as we would clearly know it here?
A bum bag.
Yeah. They are very useful, though. Here's another thing. Have you started using American phrases yet, because you've been living there a while? Like, is it the faucet instead of the tap now?
No, I still say the tap.
Right, boot or trunk?
I did say soccer in an interview in Britain, which right. I'm still suffering from.
Oh, do you say trousers or pants?
Trousers, I think.
Yeah, rubbish or trash?
Rubbish.
I swear to God. Okay, good. But well, so you're still quite, you know, you're still using the English.
Yeah, you know, every now and again, when you know, like, I think I say restroom now instead of the toilet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm asking for directions. So that's not great.
Okay, we need to be careful about the language, please, because it's like 5:30, sorry. Just say sorry, right, please.
Sorry, please.
Thank you.
Sorry,
right, what next one.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So, what do you think? Annie Max fanny packs. Real or not real? Gerard, first of all.
Who's Annie Max? Is that somebody I should know?
She's on Radio 1. She's the new queen of dance.
Okay. Then I say it's true.
You think that she has got her own range of bum bags. Okay. Chappers.
No, I think that's something that either we made up or me and Dave made up. But I remember having a conversation about Annie Max fanny packs with one of you previously.
Okay. So you're saying that it's not real?
I'm thinking it's made up, yeah.
Okay. I can tell you, on this one, Chappers gets the point because that one is made up. Good well
start.
Done, Chappers. Sorry, Jerry. Okay, here's your next invention on our Oh, What's Occurring special. Real or not?
Calling all spies. Are you a spook? Do you need some help in spooking? Here's a great new invention to help you with your undercover activities. It's the Spy Shaver. It looks like a normal electric shaver, but inside there's a tiny hidden camera. You know, for spies. So now you can film stuff secretly just by whipping out your shaver. Brilliant! The world is saved! Thanks, Spy Shaver!
So that's the Spy Shaver. I'm not sure I can see a real spy using one of the Spy Shaver, really.
This guy makes everything sound so ridiculous and false that I can't help thinking it's true.
What do you think, then? So the Spy Shaver, true or false? Is it real or made up?
I'm gonna go with true again.
Joe Butler says it's true. Chappers.
Well, I'll go with false then.
You're saying it's false. Jared, you get the point. It's absolutely real. Go on. I don't see that spies would use that though, do you, Chappers?
No.
Ah, we've been expecting you, Mr. Bond. I see these are your top secret nuclear plans. Yes, they are. Actually, before we get into that, I haven't actually had a shave today, so I just think that would look a little bit too obvious.
I have a toothbrush with a camera in it. That's why I thought maybe it was a shaver with a camera in it.
You have a toothbrush with a camera in it?
Yeah, I use it in all sorts of places. You know, if I'm out in the street, I'll just brush my teeth if I want to check something out and film it.
Wow, that's
kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool, yeah. You're the man with all the gadgets.
maybe not.
Right, here's your next invention. Tell me. Is this made up, or is it a real thing that's about to be available on the market, both of you?
Do you have an elderly relative who wants to be more with it?
Definitely.
Now your nan can keep up with fashion thanks to Radio 1's Duchess of Dance, Annie Mack.
It's Annie Mack here.
Annie has personally designed a brand new range of trousers for the more mature raver. Annie Mack's Granny Slacks.
Big.
Your Nana can boogie on down with the best of them.
Wow.
These stylish trousers come emblazoned with Annie's trademark catchphrase, whoop whoop on the buttocks. Get down, Grandma, with Annie Mac's Granny Slacks.
Wow.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So that is Annie Mac's Granny Slacks. Gerard, first of all, real or not, do you think?
Okay, well, I mean, I gotta go with false, not true.
Not true. Chappers.
Hasn't she got some weird range of T-shirts out? So I'm going to go true.
You're saying true. You think the granny slacks?
She's got a bizarre clothing line or something, hasn't she?
She has got some T-shirts, yeah.
Guys, of insider information here. You know, you all work together. How am I supposed to know what's going on?
It's maybe a little bit biased.
This game's never been fair.
No.
All the years that I've played it.
To be honest,
not going to change now.
He's not wrong. The granny slacks, they do not exist. So... Go on, Gerard. Okay.
He was going to let you win anyhow, to be honest.
Here's your next invention.
More?
Is it made up? There's more. There's loads more. Next.
You know what it's like. You need to pop to the loo in the middle of the night, but you don't want to turn a light on. Or maybe there's been a power cut. Or perhaps you're trying to save money on electricity. You're on the bog. You need to finish off, but it's dark. What do you do? Now that problem is a thing of the past, thanks to glow-in-the-dark toilet roll. With glow-in-the-dark toilet roll, you can see your way round the bathroom thanks to the paper's green glow. Thanks, glow-in-the-dark toilet roll.
There you are. That's the glow-in-the-dark toilet roll, one of our inventions on What's Occurring. Chappers, is that real or not?
False.
You think that's false?
Yeah.
Can't be true. Okay, Gerard Butler.
Well, when I was doing a jobby at Robbie's...
God, you know too much, yes?
I specifically remember thinking, wow, that's kind of cool that he has green glowing toilet paper. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with true.
You're saying that's true. The glow-in-the-dark toilet roll... is real.
Oh, now you see,
God,
that's not, no, now that's not fair, because you both had inside knowledge there, because you both had a
jobby at Robbie's. He hasn't really.
I'm the only one who's never had a...
Also, can I just ask, without getting too graphic, has anyone here ever been to the bathroom where you can't actually see anything at all? You can see something, can't you? Really? I mean, you can still see, like, the toilet roll holder. Am I right here?
Not in the most haunted thing. Couldn't see anything in that bathroom we were locked in.
Jerry?
Did you just that bathroom that we were locked in?
No. Also, what
separately, Jared, at different times.
Also, why? What do they put on glow-in-the-dark toilet, Rob? Well, because if you use it, then maybe places of yours will also glow in the dark. I'm not sure it's a good idea, but it's real. Jared gets the point. He's thrashing you, Chopper.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, next one.
Do you want to get rid of all your body hair? Having a few problems trying to defuzz yourself? Are there still some folds and nooks where you can't get rid of the hair? Then you need to try new Animax Cranny Wax.
So, it's for those nooks and crannies you can't quite get to. It's Animax Cranny Wax. True or false, Gerard?
Oh my God! I gotta go with. I'd love to meet this Animax. She sounds awesome. I gotta go with false.
You're saying false, Chopper?
I know I've disagreed on every one, but I'm gonna have to go false as well, just because the thought of it being true is too horrible to think.
Okay. You both get a point.
Hey,
so,
goodness for that.
Jared's
more for the
lead.
Fact that the product isn't available.
I know. But you're both right on that one. And there's one more, real or not, for this invention, please.
You know what it's like. You want to photocopy your bum. But photocopying machines are very delicate. Whoops, sorry, Margaret. There seems to be a problem with the photocopier. Now, there's an invention that can really help. Really? Get it? Really? See what I did there? Tomomi Sayuda has invented the eye bum. It looks like a normal chair until you look closely and see that the seat is actually a photocopier. Brilliant! Just sit on the chair, press a button, and Bob's your auntie's live-in lover. From under the chair comes a photocopy of your actual rump. Nice. Thanks, Tomomi Sayuda, and your eye bum.
So that's the I-bum. Chap has nearly got sacked for photographs of his bottom once, didn't you?
Photocopy. No, I didn't.
You did, though.
I didn't.
Have you ever tried to do that, Jared? Have you ever tried to photocopy it?
My bum?
Yeah.
I can't say I have. No.
Well, now you can with the I-bum. But is it real or is it not? What do you think?
Well, it sounds so worthless that it's probably real.
Okay.
I'm just thinking that you might be able to photocopy your bum with the fluorescent stuff still there. It'd be an interesting photocopy.
You would.
I say real.
Okay, Chappers?
False.
The I-bum is real. And Jared Butler today has absolutely thrashed you, like, a lot on What's Occurring.
Calm down.
Jared, thank you very much for calling us from New York and taking part in this amazing thing. Make sure to listen to yourself on the podcast.
Of course I will. I'll
good to speak to you. Phone us again soon.
All right. Sorry, Chappers.
That's all right.
Oh, what's occurring?
That was actual Jared Butler off of Films doing Oh, What's Occurring, because he loves it. It's his favourite. It's just after 5:45 on Radio 1, and it's time for Newsbeat with Tulip Mazunda.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.